Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you're stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Coming up on 4:04 in the afternoon, Felger and Mass. Agenda Free Friday presented by the Bernardi Auto Group. Catch them at BernardiAutoGroup.com. Felger and Mass is presented to you by DraftKings. Both here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast, where you saw and just listened to a brilliant Fuppets. That was tremendous by Hardy. Outstanding. We'll also throw that out in all of our socials, so catch it on your phone as well, on your computer as well. We'll play replay it at 5:55 if you're following along on the simulcast. We'll get into some Celtics this hour, as we did yesterday as well. I think they're the hottest team in the NBA, and what I mean by that is the biggest buzz. They're the buzziest team in the league, and the buzziest player in the league is Jason Tatum. We talked a lot about this yesterday, so you can weigh back in. Maz is, I want to say come around, but you really haven't. Because you're still obstinate, you're still stubborn. Like I say, are they a contender? And you go, nope. So, like, how really have you come along? How really have you come around?
I don't think they're getting by Milwaukee. That hasn't changed.
Okay, so, but they're better than you thought they were.
Yes.
Just not enough to close that gap.
Yes.
Okay, and something we hit on earlier with Tatum, I think, is sort of the next Tatum conversation is, because it's clear what he's done in the last month, and he's ascended, and he's made this leap, and all of it. Like, that's all obvious. Is he a true number one? Like, can he be your version of Durant, LeBron? Not saying he's better than those players, but, you know, Kawhi, that dominant wing, the number one that you build around, and he's the number one figure in a big three, and he's the guy. Can he be that guy?
So, look, I mean, to
and
me...
The verb there is can.
Yeah, he can,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, will he be? I don't know. I mean, can he be? Yeah, if he can impact the game at the defensive end, because we know he can score. I mean, I think we're all confident in his ability to score. So if he can impact the game at the defensive end, what does he become? And he becomes a number one. That's what he'll be. So sure.
To me, true number one status comes with championships. Being the number one guy on a championship team, like that's how that's defined to me. So until he does that, I can't say he's that.
What if it is a deep run this year, though, and he's the impetus?
Oh, then I'll say he's tracking, you know, and I think he is tracking. You know, I think he's tracking to be that. You're just not that until you are that. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I mean, I guess LeBron was before he even won it, but I think we all had to see it. And, you know, he's solidified it because he's done it in multiple places, and maybe, who knows, maybe he'll do it in three places. And I think Kawhi Leonard winning that second one in a different place, you know, really separates him and all of that. So I think that's... It's not Tatum's fault. It's just the next shoe to drop for him.
But to get back to your question, can he be? Your answer is yes.
Yes. Inside, outside, the whole offensive game is there. And if he's not just a pure scorer, if he can get some rebounds, you know, his assist totals have to come up. You know, a lot of these games he has one assist or, you know. Is he still incomplete? So the whole next question is, and, you know, is there any worry? Does he want to stay? As a lot of these guys, you know, they bolt, and it's just a matter of time before Giannis leaves Milwaukee. I mean, he's not going to be there the rest of his career. I think he's going to finish his contract and bolt. And obviously Anthony Davis didn't want to be in New Orleans and blah, blah, blah. We see it now. This is like, are we confident that Jason Tatum wants to live in Boston, be a Celtic, be the one that they build around, and be the guy in this town for this team? Do we know that? Do we believe that? Where is he from?
St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. He's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's right.
And loves it. So, like, it's a good thing they don't have a team, because I think that would be a threat.
But I'll tell you what, that's good for you.
Yeah.
It's not like he's from L.A.
Right.
And it's not like he's from or and you know
Miami,
so okay, but so,
Florida.
I just don't know. Does he want those trappings of South Beach and L.A.? And those are powerful draws. You know, those are places a lot of these NBA players want to be.
Sure.
So I have no idea.
What's the distance from St. Louis to Chicago?
It's
a few hours, isn't it?
It's the closest St. Louis is going to have.
So I always wonder about Chicago when you talk about people from that area. And, you know, that's where the All-Star game was, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, I don't know. Would that be a draw? Is he the kind of guy that says, I want to go play there? That's the spot? I mean, I don't know. That I don't know. I think they're going to have him for a little while anyway, right? They're going to get another contract out of him.
That's right.
And then the question is, how long is that deal? And my guess is he'll take the money. So they'll give him, you know, $36 million a year. They'll give him the max money. And
what was the Simmons contract that he just signed? Jimmy, what was the Simmons contract?
$5 and $180 million
Yeah, what was the years? That's what I'm curious about. Was it 5 years? So you should. I mean, Jaylen Brown just signed it. Jason Tatum should get that plus some extra. And he should be your guy for the next 5 years at least. So this is a concern way down the line. But I'm just curious. Like if you know, any team that has that player and you're not in L.A. or Miami or one of these places has to consider that. When Cleveland had LeBron, they had to consider that. And if you're going to have this player, you've got to, because I don't know if you've noticed, in the NBA, these guys like to get to free agency and sort of build their own teams around their own friends and their own buddies and, you know, act as their own general manager.
Simmons was 5 years, 170.
Okay, so, I mean, that's, how does that happen? Like, I can't even freaking shoot. And that just still blows me away. So, if, you know, what's Tatum going to get? There's parameters. So I'm just saying long term, you know, keep an eye on that because you're not, unfortunately, L.A. and you're not Miami. You're not these places that these guys want to go to.
You know, what's amazing is that if he signs a similar deal in length to what Brown got, 4 years, that contract will kick in after next season, which means he would play five more years in Boston.
It kicks in after next season?
Right, because he's under contract for next year. It's his rookie deal.
Is that right?
$9.5 million, I think. So his rookie deal goes through 2021. And then the extension would kick in for four more years. So you'd have him for five more seasons. And he could still become a free agent at age like 26.
Yeah, so this is what you're dealing with Anthony Davis and Giannis. They were both on their second contracts, right?
I think that's right.
I think Giannis is on his second. And I think Davis was as well. Yet they still hit that mid-20s. And, I mean, I keep acting like Giannis is gone. I hope he's not. But, you know, I'd be stupid to think he's going to stick
around.
I mean,
if you're a good young player in the NBA, you can't lose. You're going to make $200 million before you're 26 years old, and then you're going to hit the market and make another $200.
And if you're that kind of player, top three, top four, top five, you get to pick the team. You get to play GM. Kawhi Leonard got to pick his team and his teammates, and he got Paul George there. And, you know, obviously LeBron and Anthony Davis, and that's what you get to do. And Giannis, if he wants it, you know, when he's up, whether it's Miami or the Knicks or something like this, he's going to be able to pick his team. Durant got to pick his team and pick his spot. Is Tatum going to be one of those guys? I mean, is that because if that's what you're talking about, if that's what he is talent wise, that's what these guys do. This is now the league.
Oh, no question. So then at that point, what you have to hope for is that he's married to Brown and he's married to the coach and that he says, nope, I like playing with Jaylen. We compliment each other well. I love playing for Brad Stevens. We've won one or two and I want to win five. Like, and then he looks at himself like a Kobe. Who wants to play his whole career with one team? Yeah, that's what you hope for. Or even, you know, I don't know if Steph Curry's most recent deal was his second or what. He got over $40 million a year, right? He gets some, like, stupid contract, some ridiculous contract. And the Celtics are going to be able to give him more money. But if I were them, I would hope to win in the next window.
Right.
Because after that, who the hell knows?
Right. Again, if Giannis doesn't win in the next year or two, forget it. No way he stays. No way. The only chance they have is if they win maybe the next two where it's like, you can't leave. We're in the middle of this. Otherwise, forget about it. Gone, 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 gone. And, you know, Boston's certainly a heck of a lot better than Milwaukee, but it's, I think the principle applies. This is not a destination. You've kind of made it. You've done the best you could to make it one, but it's really not the spot that, all things being equal, these guys would want to go do and be at. So what's that mean for Jason Tatum? I just think it's something to keep in mind. In the interim, is this the year? I mean, he's popped so. I mean, and it's not like he sucked before. He was an all-star before, but since that all-star weekend, what he has done is just silly. I mean, he's just toying with people. Is it too early for him to win a championship? Is he early?
I mean, I think he's early.
Third year.
Yeah, I don't think this is the year, but I think, you know, assuming this trend continues, Boy, there's going to be a lot of hype around them coming into next year.
I mean, he'll be 22 Tuesday. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's early.
Paul Pierce was still in school. You know, I know things have changed, but it's what he's done here in this last month is phenomenal. He was good anyway, but now this, like, he's trending towards superstardom, but it's still early.
There's a good chance they bring back basically the whole team next year, or the central parts, because Hayward won't opt out at this rate.
It should be like a three-year window.
How many years was LeBron in the league before he won?
Six?
Okay, how many years was...
I'll check.
Steph Curry, what was the first Golden State championship? Was it 13, 14?
Yeah.
In 2000, so that was his 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth year in the league. Steph Curry, 5 years.
I feel like he was later than that, but I'll check.
If 2013-14 was the first Golden State championship, that was his fifth season. So it took him 5 years. If Jason Tatum is that guy this early, that's early. That's just early in that league. Young guys don't typically win. Unless you're, but Tim Duncan would be the only, or Kareem back in the early 70s. Go back to the Bucks. What are you looking up there, Mass?
LeBron. So what was his first? Was it for his second year in Miami? They won the title.
Second year in Miami, right?
Okay. So that was LeBron's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th year in the league.
Jordan waited a long time.
He did.
Oh, right, yeah.
Remember how long we asked, can Michael Jordan win the big one? Silly.
It might have been 6 years.
Right? I mean, it was a long time before he won it. So, obviously there's some differences where when Jordan got going, the still Celtics Lakers, there was, teams blocking him for sure there in the mid-80s. But Jordan's first was in his seventh year. 90-91, his seventh season when he won his first one. So you tell me Jason Tatum's going to be the number one and lead you to a title in his third year?
That's too early.
The only guys that have done that have been Kareem, Duncan. Like, what NBA superstar led their team to a title, inside of 3 years?
And the Warriors won in the spring of 2015. So it was
his sixth year.
It was his sixth year in the league.
Sixth year. So it takes a while. It's that league. Young guys don't win. But there's your reset of your Jason Tatum thought and your Celtics thought. Well, the reset of Bruins item this hour as well. And the Brady Watch, of course, is on the board. I think we've exhausted the redheaded athlete thing. I think it feels like it's an inexhaustible topic for you people. But we'll try and sift our way through it right after these words.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Why would you say that would be a great fit? I'm just curious.
It's a team that obviously has shown it can win now. There's good offensive weapons there, good offensive line.
We're 9-7. Coach. We played a couple good. I know a lot of players in the league. I played 14 years. I'm friends with some, and Tom's under contract, so I just was curious why you thought it would be a great fit.
Do you agree?
Do I agree that I know Tom or am I friends with Tom? I think when you look at players that are still under contract, it's important for us to evaluate each and every position, but understand that there's a time frame to have those conversations.
Okay, it's Mike Vrabel from the Combine again. Gender Free Friday, everything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to. Good stuff in Indy. And I think it sort of lived up to it, where it's like, you know, for the weeks leading up to that combine, it's like, well, wait till you get to Indy. The rumors will start picking up then. Teams start talking to each other then. Everybody goes out and drinks together late at night in Indy, and things start coming out then. And, boy, that kind of delivered.
Oh, yeah, the week was good, I thought.
A lot of good rumors. A lot of good, you know, speculation. Probably some genuine insight in there. Probably a lot of smoke as well. But, like, everything that I wanted it to be. Coaches with prospective teams, you know, giving you material one way or the other. Bruce Arians basically coming out and telling you they're going after Tom Brady. Anthony Lynn maybe coming out and telling you they're going after Tom Brady. Mike Vrabel, I think, pretty much telling you they're coming out and going after Tom Brady because he refused to even go there. I think there's a tell. And I think that whole combine week sort of delivered.
I mean, you had multiple teams that would not endorse their existing quarterback.
Right, that too.
I mean, so again, like, you know, whether they named Brady or not, Tennessee wouldn't endorse him. Chargers wouldn't endorse their guy. They are obviously changing quarterbacks anyway because they lost their guy. Tampa Bay wouldn't endorse their guy. Like, you know, that's a bunch of teams. That's all you need if you're Brady. All you need is one other one, and you've got potentially two, three, or even four.
And, thankfully, the Brady camp is talking, and they're letting us know how they feel or how they want us to think that they feel. And I think that's clear, too. That's good. And the Patriots spoke a little bit by leaking out that they're not talking to him because of they don't know the CBA, which is, I would assume, being treated in the Brady camp as it would be by anyone who has a brain, which is bull crap. You don't know the CBA. First of all, you do know the CBA because you've negotiated it. It's just in front of the players now. You got to wait for their vote, but everyone knows it's going to pass. But even short of that, you can't start conversations. I mean, no one's asking you to draft the full document with every I dotted and T crossed and every number. Fine, you want to wait for the final CBA document before you do that, that's fine. But how does that preclude you from starting a conversation?
It doesn't.
Or from sitting down with someone and telling them what you want, finding out what they want, and reaching some broad understanding. Why do you need a new CBA for that? You don't. New Orleans didn't need it. And, you know, a lot of teams don't need it because they've reached those understandings. They have those understandings. You don't with Tom Brady. And so where's that headed? And if it, you know, if you listen to the people close to Brady, it's headed for him gone. So we continue with that and everything else here on Agenda Free Friday. Chuck in Rochester. Hi, Chuck.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I really think that, you know, we all know Tom Brady is a winner and he's looking to win again. And when you're talking about football, it's all about the offensive line, and the Titans have a great line. They have a great system there, and, you know, whether or not they get Henry back or not, that's not important. And they have good tight ends, wide receivers. It's all about wanting to win again.
So I would say if it's just pure football, this makes the most sense because he knows the coaches and the scheme and the playbook and the system and blah, blah, blah. What makes the second most sense just pure football-wise? Is it Tennessee?
I mean, I would still... good question. I haven't thought of that. I don't know.
If we're just talking personnel and coach, then yeah, I think Tennessee is the best possible option outside of New England.
Okay.
I mean, personnel, I think, is better than it is here,
and
offensively.
And not that I think this is realistic, but Orlovsky said the other day, the one that makes the most sense football-wise is Indy. Talk about a great offensive line.
Oh, sure.
Tons of money to spend to help fill out that receiving core, but it's pretty good to begin with. Good offensive-minded coach. Team that's kind of ready to win, if not for the quarterback position.
Definitely.
Okay, now the owner is a complete wild card joker. And I don't know if, you know, Brady would want to go work for that guy.
But because he's such a boob, you could probably talk him into bringing in Antonio Brown.
Him into anything. Yeah. Give him the proper, you know, enhancement. Give him the proper pill.
take two of these, and I'm going to be back in an hour. We need to talk about personnel.
Do whatever
all
the
right,
hell you
man.
Want.
Feeling pretty loose. What do you want to talk about?
Young NBA superstars that have led their teams to titles. Now, this is a different one, different topic today. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello?
Yes, Tom, you're on the air.
Felga, you keep bringing up Duncan and Kareem. You're forgetting Kobe Bryant was drafted in 96. He won in 2000, 2001, 2002, and he averaged 35-5 in the finals. Was just as big a part as Shaq was. So don't give me Shaq led that team. No, Kobe led the team. when Shaq fouled out against the Pacers, Kobe led that team.
Okay.
Sealed the deal.
All right, Tom, thank you for the call, but...
Still, that's year four.
No, he wasn't the number one.
No, it was Shaq.
Shaq was the number one.
There are people that we're forgetting. Magic Johnson did it year one.
Kareem. This is different. I'm
Kawhi,
talking about...
Well, Kawhi Leonard, year three, and was named MVP.
Tim Duncan and the Spurs that had won five. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the singular star, non-center, because Kareem did it, Bill Walton did it in Portland... Tim Duncan did it in San Antonio when they first got started. Okay, so the big guys can have done it. I'm talking about dominant, non-center, superstar, led their team to a championship. I'm sorry, Kobe did not lead them. That was Shaq's team.
Leonard, year three, was finals MVP, and Duncan was at the end of his career at that point.
So maybe that's closer. It was Kawhi Leonard's third year?
Yeah.
He was really more defensive than offensive.
I'm not sure he even started on that team. Not that that's the be-all and end-all.
That's when he became my favorite player. The job he did on LeBron in that series was amazing. I loved it. But I don't know. I'm not going to give you Kawhi. I'm not going to give you Kobe. Nope. They both were born into...
It's like your small hall.
But they were born into ready-made champions. That's different than, you know, Tim Duncan, I'll give him. The Spurs hadn't won anything. Until he got there. Now, they were good. They still had David Robinson and all that, but they didn't win anything until he got there. Kareem, the Bucks were an expansion team or whatever. He comes in and they win in the second year or first. I can't remember. So, like, those, yes. There's not many guys, Jason Tatum, who would, if Jason Tatum won a championship this year, I don't know if there's really a comp for it. As the number one guy that led the team.
I mean, now that you mention it, did Bird do it in his second year?
He did.
Bird did. So, but again.
Bird's a comp.
Yeah,
I'll definitely give you Bird. Definitely.
But even then, when we're talking about Bird...
It was a great team around him, but that was Larry. No, Larry's on that list. Good one. That's better than Kobe.
So Bird was... The only difference, though, is that Bird was 23 when he came out.
I was just going to say, he was like... Yes.
He might have been 25 when they won the title.
Right.
Tatum is 20. He just turned 22 now.
He spent all 4 years and transferred 1 year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he have five
that's
years
how
in
they,
college?
That's how they got him. He ran
from Bobby Knight.
Yeah, he ran first year, yeah. And then he went to Indiana State and did four more, and they drafted him when he was a junior.
Larry's a good one. Larry's
was
a good
24 when he won the title.
Okay. So, but that's better. I'll give you that one before I'll give you Kobe and or... Kawhi Leonard. Jim in the car with the Bruins thought. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday here.
You
and
too.
With the Bruins, first of all, congrats to two homegrown players. Nola Chari getting goal number 20 last night.
Unbelievable.
Vetrano with 16, and he had 24 the year before. Before I get to the game, what do you think about those homegrown players?
Achari I liked in his role, but I'm not going to overpay my fourth line. That's what they got in trouble with before. So I'm fine with letting him go and not paying him that money. Is he really a 20-goal guy? I mean, my God.
Great.
Congratulations to him. But I'm not overpaying my fourth line guy, Jim. That's how Chiarelli got in trouble. And Frank Vetrano, I have no use for.
Didn't Riley Nash score 20?
Exactly.
He's like that kind of player.
So how do these guys go there and they still suck? So, you know, Achari's putting up 20 goals from their third or fourth line, how are they still out of the playoffs?
But Vetrano had 24 goals the year before. He has 16 already this year.
Yeah, I know. What can I tell you? He doesn't impress me.
I'm calling about the Bruins' state of mind here. I think they really struggled last night, and I want to get your take. And first of all, we don't need Krejci fighting and breaking his hand.
Oh, that was great. Come on. That was tremendous.
It was a great fight, yeah, but we don't need him breaking his hand before the playoffs. And he did it because he got called out prior to that. But I just wanted to ask you, how do you think Richie's game is going to translate to playoff hockey?
Okay, I'm going to cut you off. It should translate well. And just backing up, they did struggle last night, but they won. That's what I like. They sort of grinded it out, and that fight was a big turning point. I like that. I like those wins when you're not playing your best. But the Richie, I mean, you had to be more encouraged last night than what you saw that first game, yes.
Oh, by a lot. I mean, it wasn't even close. Now, look, the thing I didn't draw any final conclusions from the first game. The thing I didn't factor in is, you know, trade deadline, hop a plane, fly across the country, hop into the uniform, play the game. You had no legs.
Right. So apparently he flew in at 10 p.m. the night before. The next day, they didn't have a morning skate. and he played that night.
And looked it.
I mean, so, like, there is some mitigating circumstances.
Yeah, no, I'll cut him slack on that one because it didn't occur to me until I heard it. And I said, well, this explains why he had no legs. He looked like garbage in that first game. And again, I'm not telling you he is garbage. I'm saying that first game he looked awful. Last night was better. He was moving better. And so when he made a comment apparently after the game too about how he felt like he had his legs under him a little bit more, which I think was apparent.
So him playing with Krejci makes sense to me because they're both kind of slow. Krejci plays at a slow down pace, and Krejci's certainly used to playing with big guys, right? Lucic and Horton, like, he's sort of used to that, setting up a big guy. So that makes sense, and Kosh is going to be on the other side, and, what's-his-face, Richie and Kosh played together in Anaheim, so that's why they're doing it. The one now I'm starting to look at, Mass, is Jake DeBrusk. You know, he's gone 9 games without a point, without a freaking point.
He was invisible last night.
And Coyle, I think, has started to replace him on that power play. Like, they're starting to demote that kid. 9? How do you go 9 without a freaking point? Playing with David Krejci and getting power play time on this team and all of that.
I don't know. I mean, they bumped him down. They bumped him to the third line, right?
Oh, I thought they bumped him to Coyle. Did they bump him even farther last night? Did I miss that?
Oh, so I still consider Coyle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, they jumped from 2 to 3.
I know, but that's in my head. You've made the point you think Coyle's a second liner, and I'm not telling you you're wrong.
No, but either way, yeah, they moved him to Coyle because it was 8 straight with Krejci without a point. What's up with that?
I don't know. He goes into these little things like that. I mean, you know, he you look back at that and you say, well, he's okay. He's a pretty good player. He's a borderline top 6. Like, he might be, you know, so the question is ultimately, like, how do you look at that long term? But, I mean, you know, last night, Richie looked better.
We continue.
He looked better.
We continue with your thoughts after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Celtics defense been solid here. Long rebound for Tatum. Into the offensive end. Tatum puts it to the floor. Drives past O'Neal. Finger roll off the window and in.
Too easy, too good, too quick, too fast. I'm not sure how many adjectives I have.
Everybody must look like they're going in slow motion to Jason Tatum right now. Jaylen Brown deep on the right side. For Kanter straight away. Shot clock at 12 as Tatum comes to get it out near half court. Right-hand dribble. Ingles picked off, so we'll take the 3 from the right side and hit it.
Ooh. Man, just like he wasn't even there.
Rumble, young man, rumble. 21 for Jason Tatum. He got on the plane for the West Coast last week, and he's going to come back to Boston a superstar. Tatum to his left. Bogdanović on him. Tatum steps to the left. 3 in the air. Got it!
Ooh. Good night, everybody. Drive safely.
Jason Tatum, love for you. Tomorrow night's another one. National TV game against Houston. James Harden, Rockets, is on ABC.
Yep.
So.
And the last time these two teams played, it felt like that was the last semi kind of baddish game the Celtics had. They were frustrated. They gave them fits.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually think it's a bonus that Walker's not playing tomorrow night, so you don't have to share the ball a little bit more. So I would expect more fireworks and swagger from Tatum tomorrow night.
But, you know, from the All-Star game to that Lakers game, which was national TV, to this one, you know, it's like this is huge coming out party. It feels like the big coming out party for the NBA's next superstar and Jason Tatum. That's what it feels like we're in the middle of.
I mean, absolutely. And so I'm eager to see how this one goes. Like, you know, Houston's strengths, obviously the backcourt. The crowd's going to be like screaming Tatum's name tomorrow night like we've never heard before. If I were Houston, I'd put Westbrook on him.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they'll do that, and Tatum could probably shoot over him. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they defend him.
Continue with your thoughts and everything else on this and everything else, including Brady Watch. Kevin in Boston, go.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So what other free agents are out on the market right now?
Quarterbacks?
Any player. Just pick the few of the biggest ones,
Just give me your point, please.
So besides Brady, right, everyone's involved in Brady. Everyone. I think Bill and Brady already have a deal in place, but with Brady still on the table to everyone else, nobody's paying attention to any of the other free agents.
So that's the end game.
So I think Bill's going to just swoop in once legal tampering happens and
got
go,
it.
Yep, I want you and you.
Got it. Got that, Murray?
Yeah.
It's a head fake to the entire league. So the entire league watches Brady over here.
Shell game.
Meanwhile, over here, all these quality players are sitting there waiting to be plucked, and no one's paying attention to them because all the teams are chasing Brady down this street, and all these great players are sitting here on this other street, and you'll have them all to yourself.
Right.
And the Patriots are going to pay them.
Because Brady and Belichick are faking everybody.
Yep, and they're going to pay them this time. They're going to fool everybody.
And then, when they get those players alone because no one else is paying attention to them, right, for once, they're going to pay them. Okay.
Yeah.
Good plan. Maybe. Or nope. Maybe not.
Again, even when they screw up, it's part of the plan.
Steve in Boston. Yes, Steve. Okay, it's a good one. I've tried to move beyond this fricata topic. Murray doesn't want Andy Dalton in part because he's ginger. Murray has a bias against ginger athletes. So we tried to flush out whether that was fair or not. Are ginger athletes at the pro level lacking? Who's the greatest American ginger athlete? And the list is really tiny. Mike Schmidt?
Schmidt might be the best of the best.
Bill Walton, Rusty Staub. I mean, it's a small group. Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest ginger quarterback we came up with? Jeff Garcia. Who? Who is the Redskins quarterback in the 70s?
Sonny Jurgensen.
Sonny Jurgensen. So, like, this is what we're looking at. So, I didn't want it to take over the show. It kind of did. You got to be quick. Quick. Bob and Appenaugh. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. He's definitely has red hair. Used to have red hair, and it was definitely curly. Dennis Rodman.
Okay, Robin, we mentioned. DJ. Yep, definitely.
Not a true redhead.
Well, I mean, I guess you're right. You want pure, 100% redhead.
Real, born. Yeah.
Any jackass can dye his hair red.
Right.
I'll tell you, Jordan's a redhead if you want.
Did DJ dye it?
No, DJ did
Rodman.
He said Rodman.
Oh, I thought you said Dennis Johnson.
No, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Dennis Johnson.
I was like, what's wrong with
DJ.
You?
I thought I just misheard him.
He said Rodman.
Because we've gotten a bunch of Dennis Johnsons.
Yeah.
Right. Dennis Rodman. No, you don't dye your hair orange. You're not a ginger. Jesus. And oh, by the way, I don't want straight hair gingers either. Dalton's got kind of straight hair, but he's a ginger. I need fire red. We don't want strawberry blonde. That doesn't count. Okay. Like Boomer Esiason's not a ginger. He's a strawberry blonde. Preferably curly hair, freckles, ginger. That's what we're looking for.
You know it when you see it.
Thank you.
Rodman didn't have red hair, and I'm not sure Rodman was even great.
Dan in Lunenburg. Go ahead, Dan.
The reason you folks can't come up with a definitive redheaded athlete is because we only make up about 1% of the population on the planet.
That's right.
There's very few of us. Anyway, you asked for a golfer. Tom Watson was definitely a redhead. I met him at
Playing. Yeah, brown hair, not curly. Do not put him in the ginger category.
I'll
sorry.
Make a judge of this. Hold on.
John in Connecticut. Go.
Yeah, 1977 Topps card, Mark Fidrich, curly hair under that Detroit Tigers hat, Massachusetts guy.
Okay.
I think that's a winner right there.
Fine, I'll give it to you. He's not the greatest of all time.
No, not even close.
No, but for that one.
Sure. No, that first couple of years were fun as crap, but no. He's not. You don't take him over Mike Schmidt.
So this has turned into a name a redheaded athlete.
Yep, Steve in Pennsylvania. Let's just try and get him out. Let's try and get out of here. Go ahead, Steve.
Even if he sucks.
Hey, guys, how about Dave Collins?
Yep, we had him. Big red. Yep, 100%.
Oh, yeah, this Mark Fidrich is definitely who you're looking for, though. That's like clown curly hair.
That's ginger.
Oh, yeah.
The bird.
Did you look up Tom Watson?
Yeah, Tom Watson has dark hair.
Thank you.
Please.
But Tom Kite, did he have red hair?
Yeah, that's closer.
Yeah, oh, my God, I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Here's Will in Shrewsbury. Go ahead, Will.
I look like a lizard.
Have you guys mentioned Jack Eichel yet?
Oh, no, we should. Okay, but you know what?
Fire up there.
Oh, no, that is ginger. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm looking for. Curly, Shaughnessy. That red curly hair is so. Shaughnessy looks like it goes nicely done, Jack.
Brad, Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe. Yeah.
That is talking about curly haired BF right there.
Roger, Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe.
Jack Eichel. But again, what has he done?
Right. And you're going to just wallow in Buffalo with the Sabres.
So we, you know.
And he threw a national championship game.
What? Well, there were some issues there on that team. I'm not going to deny it. I don't put Jack Eichel over Larry Robinson.
No, no way.
That's the greatest hockey ginger we have right now.
My problem is with you.
Okay, Chauncey should actually be the final judge on this thing. Hopefully, so that's it. That's all the ginger calls. Please, we've exhausted this topic.
The ginger judge, Dan Chauncey.
I'm back with more after this.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. I'm going to meet a cop, but you are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is amazing. Players are better younger. Jason Tatum yesterday, right in front of our eyes, he's 21 years old. And I want you to think to yourself, at 21, were you mature enough to be the best player, the best young player on the Eastern Seaboard? Because Jason Tatum, folks, is 21 years old, and he is now the Boston Celtics best player, and he is a star. He put on a clinic yesterday. Outside, inside, he puts the ball on the deck. He can handle it. It's a remarkable thing we're seeing. I think Boston's one of four teams in the NBA that can win the championship. Milwaukee, Lakers, Clippers are the other. Then there's a handful of Denver and Utah's and Philly's that are interesting. But Boston, to me, checks all the boxes. If you're a gambling person, they have the most unique odds as an underdog. They check the coach box. Excellent. They check the multiple players capable of scoring 20 box. Check. They now check that we've got a star we can go to with 2 minutes left box. Check.
So I'm with Colin. I think the Celtics can win the championship, which is different than saying I think they will. I think they're going to give Milwaukee a real run in the East. And if they're playing like they're playing now, they'll get by the Bucks. But I don't know if they'll go all the way. I don't think they'll go all the way.
And just given how they went toe-to-toe with the Lakers in their two games and the Clippers, like,
I think they match up well with the Lakers. The Clippers, and they shouldn't, because the Lakers have all the size over them. But you know, we've seen two games against them now, and they've gone toe-to-toe. The Lakers in this last game, fully loaded, fully healthy, emptied both barrels at them, and it went down to the last minute, and not for a couple bounces or a couple bad calls, you win that game.
No question.
So, like, I think the Celtics-Lakers, great series. The Clippers, if they get their act together, I think they're the best team. So the question with me is, Tatum, is it young? Is it too early? Third year to be the number one, lead you to a championship, when you'll be going up against LeBron, Kawhi, Giannis. Two of the guys who've already been there, and Giannis, who's sort of ahead of you a little bit. So that to me, is it just early? Is it just early for Tatum? But Colin also said their best player on the Eastern Seaboard. Agree or disagree? Give me your top five players in the Eastern Conference, please, Maz. I know I'm throwing this at you last minute.
So does this...
Durant's healthy.
Okay, so I was just going to say, does Durant count?
Yeah, Durant counts. Go, yeah, one.
Durant, number one.
Two.
Gets
well, so, I mean, do you, well, Giannis?
But is he Eastern Seaboard?
Eastern Conference.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I said Eastern Conference.
Okay, so yeah, Giannis. Absolutely Giannis. Okay.
Giannis, two.
Yep. Might not be that many more.
I mean, you tell me, Jimmy Butler?
Mm. I'd take Tatum right now.
Okay, me too.
Embiid?
Nope. So I can't stand Embiid.
Tatum to me has gone to another level.
I can't stand Embiid.
No, he might be third.
Pascal Siakam?
No, I'd take Tatum. I like Siakam, but I'd take Tatum.
Siakam's in my five, but I have Tatum ahead of him.
I mean, you got to factor in age, too, right? And experience.
Like, Kyrie Irving, if he's healthy.
So Kyrie was going to be another one?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, would you trade Tatum right now for a healthy Kyrie?
No.
So that's my point.
No.
Like, so do you put Kyrie ahead of Tatum?
Kyrie, Butler, Embiid, Siakam. I mean, those are the guys he's vying with to be the third guy. Durant, Giannis, I think that's fair. One, yep. Two. Yeah. He could be the third.
He might be.
Yeah, he could already be the third best player in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, he might be.
Kemba Walker's in that conversation for best player in the East. Top five, top 10.
Well, is he a top five? Yeah, I'll put him in that conversation.
See, I mean, so I put a premium on guys that are bigger that can defend and impact the game on that end. So I immediately start dismissing people like Kyrie and Kemba. And, you know, especially now having seen Kyrie's act, like, I think Kyrie is the second guy in the championship team. I don't think he's the first.
For sure. Bradley Beal?
For sure. Beal belongs on there. Having a big year, right?
Yeah, he is an awesome
Oladipo
year.
Fully healthy.
He's another good one.
Yeah, Oladipo's another one.
Trae Young?
Tatum, to me, he's another good one. Tatum's in contention for that third spot. He might be it.
Oladipo, Kyrie, Butler, Embiid, Siakam, Kemba Walker, Beal. I think I'd take Tatum over all of them.
There isn't anybody I'd say clearly is ahead of him, that's for sure.
I think Tatum's your third guy. Third year, though. Those kind of guys win championships in their third year. Nick and Easton. Go ahead, Nick.
Back to that Tatum point. The only other guy I could think of in his third year to kind of just take control would be Dwayne Wade in 06. He was averaging 35 a game in that series. And then also he was about 24, so like a little older than Tatum, but not too much.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I mean, Shaq
still
was
had
there.
Shaq, and he wasn't a pant load yet, though.
Shaq was just on the edge of his, you know, he was on the back, certainly the back of his prime, maybe like the last gasp of his prime.
Was that Wade's third year?
So I was just going to look that up. I can't remember. I want to know what year that was when they won it.
06.
So yeah, it was his third year in the league.
Third season. So that's pretty close. That's pretty good.
That is pretty close.
That's pretty good.
Because he really was the better player in that series.
He was. We've got Mike in North Andover on Tom Brady. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm getting a little tired of Brady's post or pre-retirement act. I mean, he's not showing the leadership of David Ortiz. He's not showing the work ethic of, say, Chara. He's not showing the intensity of, like, Kobe or Garnett or Jordan. Nobody could take away the six rings, but it's just the pre-retirement act. I'm just really disappointed and a little bit sick of everything. What are you guys' thoughts?
I agree.
I think Belichick's tired of it, too.
And I don't mean to rip him because he's been such an impeccable player, but I didn't love the way he carried himself at the end. And not that it was, I've seen worse, believe me. Like, Favre was worse, and I'm not saying he's, like, the worst I've ever seen. I just think he wasn't the, you know, the complete, all-in, dedicated, selfless, great teammate, leader guy that he was for 19 years. He fell off that in his last year, and I didn't love it either.
No, he did. There's no question he did. I have a hard time losing my mind over it because it took six titles in almost 20 years for it to
exactly.
happen.
Like, it sounds like you're ripping the guy, but... And I don't want to, but I do think if you're being fair, you got to acknowledge it. Sort of those things sort of fell off last year.
I mean, I'd be willing to bet Bill's tired of it. I mean, I don't have any inside info. How could you? But I'd be willing to bet. I told you, I don't think Belichick wants him back. And I think Brady feels that. And so Brady says, well, that if you don't want me back, to me, this is all tied together, that whole franchise thing. You're going to ship me out the door and you don't really want me anyway anymore. And so, you know what? If you don't want me, I'm not going to let you trade me to Siberia. Take away the franchise tag and I get to pick. To me, that's at the essence of it.
And here we are, 21 days away from it actually happening. JT in Worcester. Go ahead, JT.
Hi, guys. Yeah, my quick question is, so with Tom Brady going, what's Bill's first move with Stidham as his quarterback? Does he keep Stidham or does he build around Stidham like a line? Or
this is why this is another great story, JT. This is another... You know, if in 3 weeks here, Brady walks, it's not just, there's going to be so much to cover and follow. It's going to be so interesting. You know, we're going to follow Brady's every freaking move, wherever he goes. You know, I'm going to have to get the dish or something. I'm going to watch every single Titans game or Raiders game or whatever. And we're going to follow all of his press conferences and everything that he says. It's going to be great. From day one, can you imagine his introductory press conference in Vegas or Tennessee holding up the Brady jersey? I mean, I just got like a little thing in my stomach there. Like, that is big. And then there's going to be a whole other side story. Who's your quarterback? Like, that's big.
And it could be really big if Bill gets interesting. Like, you know, people float out. They're going to trade for Matt Stafford. Like, there's some sort of, like, is there a big move coming with a big name? Is there a holdover guy? Like, just sort of a, you know, one of these middlers that is just holding down the fort, Andy Dalton kind of guy? Or is it the kid, Jared Stidham, that would all be less interesting? But, you know, the whole thing that people, I think, lose is that Bill's going to be motivated, too. Bill is not going to want to suck. He's going to get enough heat as it is, letting Brady walk out the door if he does. If he then turns around, picks the next quarterback, goes 4-12, he's not looking for that. He's going to want to prove himself as much as Brady's going to want to prove himself.
I got clearance on that Zoe text.
Okay, so let's give clearance to the Zoe text. I didn't know. I thought this was behind the scenes. That's why I just sort of floated that there.
No. So he texted.
Well, hold on. We have some fresh information for you.
Is this sounder worthy?
We have some. No.
No.
No, but we've got some fresh, informed rumor mongering and insight for you on the next Patriots quarterback.
Tease that, mother.
Okay, 90 seconds, no commercials, then you'll hear it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.